Hi, and welcome to the Oikos Family Podcast. I'm Sonia Wood, and this is Season 3, Episode 13. And it is the last episode in this series of me sharing the audiobook that I produced. That is the book that I wrote, Abundant Life. In fact, the full title is From Chronic and Terminal Illness to Abundant Life. And it is a book that is broken up into 12 parts. And this is the last part. And this last part is all about pain management and how we got through that. So I speak about that in this section, in this part of the Abundant Life book, audiobook. But just before I leave you to listen to it, hopefully you can, I would just like to say right at the top that family and friends were my best pain relievers. So people ask, what did you do about pain management? And I tell them, well, I had family and friends that supported me. And it was just massive to me. That was huge, huge support. And anyway, I talk about that in this section of this podcast series. And in at the end of this particular section, I also share with you some of the depths of my pain from my bed of pain. And I do write about that there, some realities. But it is this whole part of this book is all focused on pain. So it might help you, or if you know somebody who's going through a pain valley, this might be of support to them. This is now the last part of the Abundant Life shared with you through this podcast series. So if you are wanting to have the whole book of Abundant Life audiobook, you can get that wherever audiobooks are distributed. If you would like to get it, download it, listen to the whole book without these little podcast intros, then you can do that. But I do hope that you have found this series to be supportive, this podcast series. It is the end of this particular series, Season 3, Episode 13. We will start a new season with some new things for the podcast coming in the future. But for now, let me leave you with this last section of the Abundant Life audiobook, all about pain management. Bye for now. Part 12, Pain Management. While on the natural road to healing my body from cancer, I was no longer relying on drips in hospital to help with pain control. So I had to find other ways for pain relief. I had to admit that this was not very easy. In fact, I'm sure there may be even more effective natural pain remedies than what we discover and apply during my severe pain episodes. I must also mention that what worked very well for me, I've since discovered has not been as effective for others, whom I know have had severe pain. Another aspect about pain management is that I found that what worked for me for a few weeks would not work as well down the road, so I had to find another way for pain relief. I'll share with you now all the various pain remedies which we used. Hot Epsom salts baths. They were wonderful, a wonderful soother. In fact, I used to feel the pain being drawn out of my body and into the hot water. It was a wonderful relief. We did use a couple of handfuls of the Epsom salts in the bathwater. I also took a half to one teaspoon of Epsom salts in a little hot water to dissolve it. I would add freshly squeezed orange juice to disguise the flavor of the Epsom salts. Of course, I could not take the Epsom salts internally too frequently, otherwise it would have been too aggressive on my body. The effect of the Epsom salts is that it opens the cells and helps them to fight the pain. I say I mix the Epsom salts with orange juice or lemon juice, yet during my fight with cancer, it was my family who mixed up all my therapies for me. This is yet another reason why support is so essential. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I could never have managed to get up and down to prepare the next dose that I needed. Also, the pain is so overriding that you cannot think clearly or remember when the next dose is required. I would go so far as to say that my family and friends who helped were amongst my most effective pain relievers. Missy would sit and describe beautiful pictures to me of waterfalls and rivers, flowers and birds, when she saw that my pain was beyond my coping. When I was through the worst of a particular bout of pain, I would tell Missy how helpful she had been by sharing those sweet, kind pictures with me. I asked her how she knew how much they helped me, and I asked her how she knew to share like that while I was in such pain. She would reply, "You did that all the time for me, Mom, when I could not get my needles in, and so I learned to do it for myself. I would just imagine the best, most wonderful things my mind could think of when my pain was too much to face. Then that beautiful picture would help me through. Remember when you would read Psalms to me? Well, I used to picture the Psalms as you read it, and that always made my pain go away." Castor oil packs on the tumors help soothe the pain, sometimes. At other times, the pain seemed too severe to be soothed by anything, and that is when Greg would carry me to yet another hot Epsom salts bath, and it was always a great relief to the pain. When the pain was very severe, I would feel shooting pains going into the soles of my feet. So family members took it in shifts to sit and rub my feet, which also brought great relief. I found hot packs, which were wheat bags heated in the microwave, and also small electric blankets, were a tremendous comfort, and they definitely helped reduce the pain. For months, I had constant pain in my hips, back, and thighs. I do not know how I would ever manage without the hot packs during that time. A friend later told me that the heat almost numbs the nerve endings, which is why it was so effective. However, this was by no means enough. When the pain reached levels of such severity, the hot packs, Epsom salt baths, rubbing feet, just did not even take the smallest edge off the pain. It was then that I had to rely on the next morphine tablet. As much as I tried to avoid this, there came a time when my body simply could not go on in such pain, and it needed some relief, so that it had a chance to rest from the pain and to heal. I must stress here, however, that the morphine only came to my rescue once the cancer was very advanced and spread. If I had managed to avert the cancer's harmful spreading before then, I believe most of the natural pain remedies would have been sufficient. I have since discovered this to be so after recovering from the cancer. We try not to take any chemical painkillers at all. We use much herbal pain remedies, which are quite sufficient for milder and even slightly more severe pain. One mom, whom I was helping beat cancer, was allergic to morphine. This made pain management all the more complicated. Herbal teas were soothing at times, as were certain foods. Once I began to eat solid foods, I found certain foods to be a great comfort. I mention this in this pain management section because every small detail that can be attended to for someone who is dealing with pain should be considered. As childlike as the following may sound, I found that a very soft blanket, a comfort blanket, and a very cuddly, super soft toy were both very helpful during severe pain. I know it sounds strange, but both these items distracted me and comforted me from the pain my body was in. I believe it may be largely due to the fact that the cuddly toy and blanket were given to me as gifts from a very dear and close friend who wanted to give me something which may help. It turned out that these gifts were more helpful than she will ever know, and it was mostly because I was so comforted to know of the care, support, prayers and love that were being given to me through these gifts. My son James, who loves his teddy bears, kept on coming to my room, most specifically when I was at my worst, and would tuck one of his most favourite teddy bears in with me. You can surely imagine how this blessed me. My son doing his very best to show and share his love with me, and doing whatever his little heart could find to do to comfort his ailing mom. Loud noises, television, or any disturbance of peace definitely made it more difficult to endure the pain. I sometimes enjoyed some gentle instrumental worship music playing quietly. Other times it was better for there to be complete silence, almost as if any added thing was too much for my body to cope with. This is why it is so important to find what is best suited to each individual who is suffering. When I began to have some days of relief from the pain, I quite enjoyed company and would even watch a sweet movie with the family. But I know I could not bear any of this when I was at my worst. If you are alone, have courage. Then you and courage immediately form a majority. Remember, you have courage in him. Do not ever feel completely alone. He is with you. Therefore, you cannot be alone. I wrote the following during and after a very deep pain valley. I share it here now, in this section, because I hope that it'll help you to know that even in our deep places of despair, there He is, always present, always ready to help and bring hope and teach us lessons of such great worth that perhaps we would not have learned elsewhere. So here is an excerpt from our journal. Slowly, slowly, then a little faster, I found myself falling into a place of deep anguish and despair. So deep is the despair to me. Yet if I were to compare it with Christ's despair at the sadness of mankind, I am sure my anguish and despair are but a little pond in comparison to His. Yet in my weakness I feel as though my despair is as deep as a deep dam or the oceans. But He knows the depths of the ocean, and deeper, in all things. So I call out and ask Him to take from me that which is causing me such anguish, followed by such despair, which is breeding the sin of worry in me. Because He has told us not to worry. I repent of this sin, the sin of worry, and I ask Him to replace it with more of Himself within me, more of Him, less of me and my downcast worries. O, the pain, Lord, I call out to You. I try not to be anxious, yet this pain is drying out my body of every living thing. I feel as though the very cells of my being are being emptied, dried up. And as they are, the pain increases. Lord, help me. I am being emptied of life. I am so dry, dried out. The life within me is drying up, Lord. The pain, Lord, it's too great to endure. Help me. There I discover a new depth, as deep as the pain seems to go within. There I discover His gentle voice, whispering tenderly to my spirit, soul, mind, and body. I am Your living water, running deeper than anything You can comprehend, deeper than the deepest, greatest waters of the ocean. My power is greater than all the power of the waters of the oceans of the world. Think of that power now. The power of all the waters of the oceans of the world. My love, my power, is greater. It is greater than that. My power cannot compare to anything of this world. It is greater. My healing living waters bring with them power to heal you, power to wash away your pain, power to dry up your anguish and your despair so that you may know me, my life-giving spirit. Then I knew it was only in death to my worry that I could experience more of His life-giving spirit within me. Yes, I must die. Death must come. Death to worry and life in Him. So then I prayed. Oh, from my weakness I ask You, Lord, to deliver me. Weakness of my flesh, weakness of my mind, weakness of my heart, weakness of faith, trust and hope in You. As He delivers me from this, I see more of Him now. I become increasingly aware of His power of love, which is so strong for me right now that I cannot contain it. So though my body yet lies in this bed of pain, You, O Lord, have raised me up. You are preparing me for flight, to heights I have as yet not known. Thank You, Lord, for allowing me to go to the depths, so that I may know a little more of You and Your power of love and life. It is my great hope and desire that the sharing in this book has helped you if you are a sufferer of cancer, or if you are simply wanting to embark on a journey to abundant life. I have not included a book list for further reading, as some have requested, because I found the best books for further study on the subject of healthy living were those books which came across my path or that which was just right for us at the time. Your health shops usually have a selection of books as well as your local bookstores. Keep browsing and purchasing what stands out for you. You will discover a plethora of information on healing cancer and healthier living on the many websites out there on these topics. Be careful. We know people who have rushed after whatever they read to find that much energy and often huge expenses wasted in running after things Remember, wait on him. Pray and allow his leading to direct you and give you peace.